Good morning. It's Sunday, June the 23rd, 2019, 7:43 a.m. And it's a chilly. It's a chilly one. Fifty-something. That sun's going to go behind the clouds. Okay, good. My fingers are cold, but I'm working up a sweat, so it's balancing out. Head in the oven, the feet in the icebox. On average, it's a comfy temperature. Statistician's curse. Now you drown in a river that is, on average, 3 feet deep. Ah. So, yesterday was another day. I did make my skier. It was a long process. The cooking was actually shorter than regular yogurt. But then I had to chill it in the fridge for, I don't know, I think I chilled it for like 6 hours or so. And then when I went to bed last night, I put it into the drainer. And honestly, it was really not a bad consistency, just straight up. But I put it into a cheesecloth and a colander. I used a custard cup to lift the colander up just a little bit out of the bowl. And stuck the whole thing in the fridge overnight to take some of the moisture out of it. Dry it out a little bit. And boy, did it ever. It got about at least a quart of whey out of it. It's a little bit looser than like cream cheese. It's got a very solid texture. It's really close to ice cream. In terms of density, texture, flavor. It's not particularly tart. Commercial is the Siggies. I got a tub of Siggies to use as a starter. The Siggies has a little more bite to it. This is a lot milder. At least the little sample that I took this morning, I didn't get like a bowl or anything yet. But I'm looking forward to second breakfast this morning and having some granola and berries and skyr. It only made half as much, not surprising, since I tossed out at least a quart of whey that increased the volume of it. So, 2 quarts of skim milk made 1 quart of skyr, which is okay, particularly since the skim milk was just going to go bad before I could use it anyway. So I'm thinking I'm gonna take a little break from yogurt making today and then maybe make another batch tomorrow. Another batch on Tuesday till I got the skim milk used up. Good morning. But I'm really pleased that I found this recipe because it's zero fat. So where my other yogurt was, you know, full fat milk, and the fat didn't go anywhere. I mean, it was still in the yogurt after I made the yogurt. So it was still really fatty yogurt. It was delicious. I can see where having it drain a little bit would help it some too, now that I think about it. But if I can make skyr, if I can make skim milk yogurt, if I can make non-fat yogurt that actually tastes good, yeah, I'm going there. I'm definitely going there. Commercial non-fat yogurt is, I have a real hard time with the texture of it. We tried some, I hope, and I both agreed, it was like snot in a box. It was not conducive to enjoyment. Skyr? I'm pretty stoked. And I suspect this is much more like Greek yogurt. I expect this is much more like, because apparently the only difference between traditional yogurt and Greek yogurt is that Greek yogurt is filtered, is strained, to take some of the whey out. I did skip a step in my skyr. Supposed to use an egg beater, a hand mixer, to whip it a little bit, to give it some air. Makes it a little bit less dense. I suspect it would make it much more like the consistency of Cool Whip or something. That's all right, I don't need that. I spent a lot of time in EVE Online yesterday. Arranging characters, moving them around. It occurred to me that I've got a lot of accounts and I'm not using them very well, very effectively. So I'm trying to get them organized a little bit so that, you know, if I'm going to pay for them, I might as well play with them. So M. Vagrant Outfitters now has more members. I've moved stuff around so that Phoenix Freight now can put a full seven-ship fleet together for mining purposes. And I think there's a four-ship, five-ship fleet that I can use for ice. Although I have to move characters around a little bit to get them where they need to be. Ice is not something I'm going to do on a weekend. Ice is where a lot of weekend warriors come in and play. So I'll avoid that for today. I'm trying to get Vagrant built up a little bit in terms of cash, in terms of spare equipment and stuff like that. And it's a challenge because the two stations are, get ready, say it with me, Monk Post, are a long way away from each other. So it's a big commitment to say, okay, I'm going to go from here to there. And then back again. So I'm trying not to do that very much. Whew, working up a sweat. Worked up a sweat yesterday too. The treadmill, man, what a workout that is. It's probably just because it's warmer inside. Because I'm actually going slower inside than I am out. The treadmill runs at 3 miles an hour. I let it go at 3 miles an hour. And I'm doing just a little bit faster. I'm doing like an 19 minute mile here, which is not a lot faster, but the 120 beats with the metronome going is actually a little bit faster. Now, I don't know if it's because I've got the treadmill on a slight incline. I think it's on like a 2% in grade. Where here, I've got uphill and downhill and curbs and other kinds of stuff to get my way. I'm still watching Lucifer. I'm still finding it a little bit predictable in terms of what's going to happen. In terms of the main plot lines, the subplot lines they're all over the place. There's always at least one subplot about the Celestials. I'm walking, not talking, and I just like, I gotta say something. It's definitely summer. Well, of course, now it is officially summer because of the solstice. Morning. I haven't seen her in a while. Yeah. The old lady with the little Scotty dog. Looking quite stylish this morning. She always looks very nice. I always look like I rolled out of bed, threw on the nearest clothing, and then rolled out the door. And with good reason, because I usually just roll out of bed and maybe have a cup of coffee, some toast, and put on the nearest clothes and roll out the door. In fact, I think I've worn these clothes too many days in a row already. Tomorrow's Monday. Monday is fresh clothes day. Whether I need them or not. So I'll round up some clean jeans and a fresh shirt. I gotta do some laundry today. PJ. They must be fledged out, because when they're nesting, they don't cry, they don't announce themselves. Posture is terrible. I need to practice this while I'm walking, to keep my mind in the moment. I'm working with a new author on her first book, and it's 50,000 words. The story is pretty intriguing. It's a paranormal chosen one story, but still. Okay, here I am, at the back gate. It's a short walk, but I didn't get this thing started until late, so I can't really take credit for 18 minutes and 35, but I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.